Okay, so remote teaching, lesson two. Bear with me, guys, bear with me. You're obviously listening to this because I'm still not there yet. The traffic is picking up a little bit, but we might as well continue while we're on a roll. So, social networking, social media, you've heard all of these terms being batted around left, right and centre. What is social networking? Is it not something we've been doing for a very long time anyway? Well, yes, kind of is, face-to-face. If you look at Wikipedia, Wikipedia says a social network is a social structure made of nodes, generally individuals or organisations, that are tied by one or more specific types of interdependency, such as values, visions, ideas, financial exchange, friendship, sexual relationships, kinship, dislike, conflict, or trade. Now, that's a bit long-winded, isn't it? I like to think of social networks as quite simply the interaction between a group of people who share a common interest. Now, why would you want to social network using online platforms like Twitter, for example? Now, Twitter is microblogging, and I will use the word Twitter probably way more times than I need to. But at the moment, Twitter seems to be the single place where people are exchanging information at a fast rate, real time. 140 characters is the limit of Twitter. It's amazing what you can say in 140 characters, especially if you're throwing a link into a photograph or a web page. Now, by choosing to follow certain individuals, you are filtering from the general timeline, the general noise. And filtering is a word we will talk about more later on. It's very, very important. You know, a lot of people will say, I don't want to be on Twitter. It's just a lot of people talking about their sandwiches. Now, never underestimate small talk, for starters. When somebody walks in the office in the morning and says, oh my God, what a nightmare day. I was stuck in traffic for 2.5 hours, i.e. me. You can get a lot of information from that. You might also not necessarily want to ask that person for a pay rise if it's the boss until the time is right. Look into the non-verbal communication. Look around the context. Look around the meaning. It's difficult in some ways to get exactly what you mean through in just text. It makes you a little bit more creative in some ways of explaining what it is you want. Searching Twitter is an incredibly powerful tool as well. By listening to what people are saying about your brand, your business, your organisation, you can glean a lot of information that way. And I think all companies now who are worth their salt are monitoring what's being said about them. I don't phone British Telecom up anymore. I have a little bit of a whinge on Twitter and mention BT, and you can be sure that within less than half an hour, I'm contacted by someone saying, please check your speed, send us your details to this email address, we'll have a look into it. Customer service has come on in leaps and bounds for the companies, I think, that are engaging in the conversation, that are getting involved, and that are following what's happening on Twitter. Lots and lots of different ways to follow what's happening on Twitter, not just using search.twitter.com. You can use hashtags to follow a theme. Now, let's pick a hashtag for today. I always have a little bit of a search using search.twitter.com. And if there's a hashtag that's not being used for a while or not being used at all, then it's normally okay to adopt it. Now, as your Winchester City Council, primarily, let's use WINCC. So the hash mark WINCC. It has been used by a Spanish guy about 6 days ago, but only twice, and it wasn't used before that. So with the power of democracy, we're going to steal it, even if it's just for today. So from now on, if there is something relevant to today, this course, me not being there, use hashtag WINCC, uppercase or lowercase, it doesn't matter, at the end of your tweets or the content that you're going to create. I'm going to put it at the end of the title of this audio book. That way, if you want to find anything that was said around today or relevant to today in search.twitter.com, it will come up much easier, and you'll just see it right there and then in front of you. It's also really handy if you want to use some of the fun tools there, and I'll call them fun tools because it's not totally explained how a lot of the algorithms work around these certain websites, but tweetreach.com. If you go onto tweetreach.com and put in #WINCC, you'll see what kind of reach, exposure, or how many potential eyes that hashtag has fallen in front of. So the potential reach of those tweets. So that's searching Twitter to monitor the conversation. It's very important to get involved in the conversation, I feel, though. Don't just be a stalker. A lot of people are using it just for stalking or monitoring. Nothing wrong with that at all. Some people in their profiles will use Twitter just as a mini blog, a feed for news, and they'll just throw a link in. Personally, I don't necessarily follow or want to engage these people. I want to deal with a human being, not a robot. People deal with people way more than they like to deal with machines or large organisations. We seem to be moving away from, we're a massive organisation, call reception, they'll call my PA and you might get through to me. I want to deal straight to the chief honcho. I can deal with some really good movers and shakers when it comes to Vodafone because I know them on Twitter and I can just at them. Now, to at somebody, you may already know this, there's a few in the room I know that are engaged in Twitter already. You just, if you want to at me, at documentally, and then your message, and then it comes up in my replies tab. Now, when you're looking at your Twitter page, clicking on replies shows all the people talking to you or about you. I live in my replies tab and my lists, and lists is something we're going to talk about later on, because I don't want to miss somebody asking me a question or talking to me any more than I want to miss an email. And if I'm totally honest with you, I spend way more time on Twitter than I do on email because I can get more done. There's no need to write, Dear John, blah, 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 yours sincerely, signature, signature, thank you very much. You can just say, hi, what's happening tomorrow? Everything good? Yeah, everything's fine. Bish, bash, bosh. Micro transfer of data happening really fast, back and forwards, rather than the formality of the email. Plus, a lot of these comments are disposable. And, you know, you're looking at your email box and you've got 40,000 emails sat there and you could probably get rid of 95% of them because they don't necessarily contain anything other than general conversation. So, we'd look to search. Have a look at search.twitter.com. Don't forget to hashtag WIN.cc. WINCC. Think, man. And then I'll come back shortly with something else for you to get your teeth into. Have a look at searching certain phrases and certain terms relevant. Search Winchester. Search Winchester on search.twitter.com. See who's talking about it. You'll probably see a little bit of the conversation we've had today. Also, put Winchester into tweet reach just to see of the maybe the influential node type tweeters out there that are tweeting about Winchester. These are people you should be connecting with. Do you see where I'm going from now? Going to here now? You just connect with some of the people who are talking about Winchester that seem to have an impact. Right, more later.